This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It's a start, not the end, but testing gets underway today for a vaccine that might, if it works, stop the spread of HIV/AIDS. Scientists, drug makers, philanthropists, and the governments of the U.S. and South Africa are launching this human trial. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Among HIV/AIDS researchers worldwide, there's a growing sense of the possible. First came mixed results with a vaccine trial in Thailand 7 years ago. Since then, scientists have fought hard to gain knowledge, says Dr. Ronald Coleman, who directs the Penn Center for AIDS Research.
There really has been a tremendous amount that's been learned in the field to help us get closer to understanding what needs to be done to make an effective vaccine.
That understanding of the virus will be put to the test this week as doctors begin administering the new vaccine to some 5,500 men and women in South Africa. Results are expected sometime in 2020, but Dr. Rip Ballew with GlaxoSmithKline, one of the drug makers involved with the trial, says people agree on the goal.
Everybody who has looked at this thinks that a vaccine that has at least 50% efficacy and lasts for at least 2 years is something worth pursuing.
While there are treatments that help people with HIV/AIDS, researchers agree a vaccine is what's needed if there's any hope to eradicate this epidemic. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.